The Complete Sovereignty of God, today on The Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I would like to personally thank you for taking time to listen in on the show today. If you like what you hear, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the show, or even leave a review on the podcast provider of your choice. Each of these helps other coaches find the show. Today, I want to briefly touch on the idea of God's complete sovereignty. As coaches, we like to be in control. We structure practice and strategize in games in order to direct our athletes towards success. In fact, we attempt to control our programs down to the finest details in order to achieve success. The truth is that sometimes we achieve the success we desire and sometimes we don't, despite our best efforts. At the end of the day, it's impossible for us to control every detail. Many times, we can be guilty of trying to control too much, which only leads to bigger problems. When we become wrapped up in control, we easily forget that God is the one that is ultimately in control. Sometimes we can intentionally or unintentionally try to take the steering wheel out of His hands because we either believe we can handle it or believe that we have a better plan. When you get right down to it, that's exactly what sin is, attempting to take the steering wheel out of God's hand because in your mind, you've got a better idea. Scripture calls that pride, and we must be careful to avoid this root of all sin at all costs. A good question to ask is, why do we succumb to it in the first place? Why are we so quick to try and take control? Often, it's because of either a lack of trust or because the situation doesn't appear to be going the way that we would like it to go. Many times, it's both of those. Today, I want to remind you that regardless of how things look or feel, God is in control. Now, this past week was Passover, and this upcoming Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. In John chapter 13, we read of Jesus having Passover with His disciples in the upper room. It's here that He also washes the feet of the disciples, and we learn of Judas's upcoming betrayal. In John chapter 13, verses 21 through 30, we read the following. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in His spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom He spoke. One of His disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at the table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom He was speaking. So that disciple, leaning backwards against Jesus, said to Him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is He to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when He had dipped the morsel, He gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after He had taken the morsel, Satan entered into Him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew exactly why He had said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, He immediately went out, and it was night. Now I only want to focus on one interesting phrase in that passage, found in verse 27. Jesus looked at Judas, whom Satan had entered, and He said the following, "What you are going to do, do quickly." The time had come for the events of Jesus' crucifixion to unfold, and this is arguably Satan's most powerful moment in Scripture. In fact, to many it appeared as though evil had won. This was a time of celebration for Satan. Think about the celebrations after a team wins the World Series, the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, or the NBA Finals. There are fireworks, parades, parties. It's a big deal. No doubt in this moment, Satan wanted to throw a victory parade. It was a big moment for him. However, notice Jesus' remarks. whatever you're going to do, do quickly. It's as if Jesus was saying, the time has come, this is your moment, but act now. See, God was still in control. He was still steering the ship. Although it looked as though Satan was in control, God was simply allowing his actions. I can't think of a darker moment in history, and yet even in it, God is in control. So what's the takeaway for us? Well, coaching is full of highs and lows. And even as I'm recording this show, my own team has just come off a really bad loss. There's going to be days like that. There will be kids that you'll reach. There'll be kids that you won't reach. There'll be good days. There'll be bad days. However, in all of those moments, we must remember that God is in control, even when it doesn't look like it. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.